This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
There's seven categories of people that will be under the shade. One of them is a person whose heart is attached to the masjid.
I'll get you back, sir. Don't worry.
He's a good friend of mine. Don't think I'm like being rude, eh?
I'm not thinking anything. I'm just watching what's going on here.
Testing, 1, 2. Is this a microphone that works? I don't know. I had to vacuum the microphone off. It's been 2 years since we used it. Ooh. Whoever gave me this gift, Jazakum Allah wa khairan, I will be sure to eat it all tonight. Alhamdulillah. Oh, you want some? I have to ask your parents permission first. They need to sign waiver forms because, you know, that's the type of world we live in now. I'm going to be lost. So this is what I'm going to do. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلوات الله وسلامه على نبيه الكريم عليه أفضل الصلاة وأتم التسليم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. My brothers, my sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah. You guys forgot how to say salam? You're like, well, it's been a long time, you know, we don't know what to do anymore. We're scared. If we speak too loud, then. Let's not get into that. Alhamdulillah. So it's nice, alhamdulillah, to finally see, you know, a large number of people, especially the children in particular. I know that this was something we always cherished. You know, one of the brothers before was asking me, wow, a lot of people here. And subhanAllah, how many people did we used to get before COVID? Do you remember? Every Friday night?
2,000?
No.
2,000?
Not 2,000. 5,000. 5,000. We used to get about 600 people at least every Friday night. So alhamdulillah, we need to reach 600 and then pass that, okay? Because we like have been waiting so long to have a program, so we need to have more and more people come, inshallah ta'ala, but slowly, right? In Islam, we always try to do things slowly and steadily so that we can achieve something great, inshallah. So here's what I want to do. Because today's the first day, there's a few things that I want to focus on. First of all, it's normal to hear a baby or a child crying in the masjid. It's normal. We're just not used to it anymore. Right? It's been a long time, especially I know the brothers that come regularly. We're not used to seeing a child running around in the masjid. Like, oh my God. Sometimes Musa is running around. Where's Musa? You're not Musa. Where's Musa? Sometimes Musa is here and he's running around and it's like, wow, there's a kid in the masjid, right? Alhamdulillah. And so subhanAllah, it's nice. And that's the way it was during the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There would be children that would come and be part of the community, right? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sometimes was praying and his grandchildren, Al-Hasan and Al-Husayn, they would come and they would run around him and sometimes he would bend down and pick them up and hold them while he was praying. Right? Do your parents ever do that to you anymore?
No.
Yeah. They still hold you?
I'm too big.
In the prayer?
No.
Right. What about you, Yusuf? Your dad still holds you in the prayer? Or you're the imam, so you pick him up, right?
alhamdulillah. So that's something that would take place during the time of the Prophet ﷺ, which means we need to learn to develop a little bit more patience and understanding, right? Patience and understanding. And it'll take time, inshallah ta'ala. So who remembers what the last thing was that we studied? This is what I used to start with, right? Who remembers? You remember the last thing we studied here in person? What was it? I can't hear you and I can't read your lips. Now every man and every woman is wearing niqab. I can't tell what you're saying. Before there would be like four sisters wearing niqab and I couldn't read your lips. And I'm like, I can't hear you, sister. I can't hear you, sister. Now it's like, I can't hear you, little boy. Sleeping? Well, that was last week. You're right. But I'm talking about, I'll give you something for your effort. This is for you, right? Hopefully it doesn't hit anybody in the head. Oh, mashallah. See, the aerodynamics on the Kit Kat are no good. But what was the last thing we studied last year when we stopped? Right before Ramadan, we spoke about Ramadan, didn't we? Sort of, maybe. You could be right. You could be right. Yes, Musk. Prophets? No. But you get some smarties anyways because you're smart.
I think I know.
You have a question? I'm asking the question. You answer the question. Well, I remember. I have my book sitting on my shelf. There's about this much dust on it. But when I open it, I'll know where we were. Yes. Wait. Yes. Fasting? Are you sure? I don't think so, because it wasn't Ramadan yet. But anyways, we have a lot of smarties here today. Yes? What about Prophet Muhammad? We talk about Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam all the time. When he went to the cave? You're actually close, not so far away. Yes? Huh? Tafsir, good. Tafsir of what? Tafsir of Quran. Alhamdulillah, yes. Tafsir of the Prophet's life, not really, but yes. When the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went to Medina, no, but we'll take one more person. Yes.
The deen?
The deen. Alhamdulillah. Yes, we were learning the deen. Does he know or does he just want to keep his smart? What? You have to come closer. I'm attached to a wire. Yeah, I'm on a leash, right? All right. So we were learning tafsir of the Quran. Okay? We finished the 30th juz. We were going through the 29th juz. Then we studied surah. Which surah? Who remembers? Surah. Very good. Surah Ar-Rahman. MashaAllah. Alhamdulillah. Someone finally figured it out. We went through Surah Ar-Rahman and then someone said, Sadaqallahu al-Azim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decided that we were going to be tested. That we would be tested really, really hard with this thing called COVID-19. That alhamdulillah, for the most part, we survived. As in, we made it through. Alhamdulillah. There were a lot of people who got sick. A lot of people got affected. I know some brothers, some sisters who got sick as well. Alhamdulillah, they recovered. There are some people who, you know, had it a little bit harder. Alhamdulillah, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to have mercy on every single one of us. I mean, but then I decided, instead of doing tafsir, I saw hands. Your hand is in the air. What's up? Why is your hand in the air? You're doing exercise? MashaAllah. Doing, okay, you do, eat the Kit Kat, then do the exercise, okay? All right, so now what I decided to do is to go through this book, okay? How many of you have been attending the online sessions every Friday night? Be honest, because I know how many of you. I get, alhamdulillah, the beauty about teaching online is analytics, right? I can tell how many of you are online, and I know the names of the people that are online as well. So how many of you, raise your hand if you've been attending the Friday night online classes, just so I know. Good. That's good. That's what I thought. Less than 10%. Okay? At the beginning, it was like 80%, 90% of you. Then it just dropped. So I started this book called Kitab al-Adab. It's basically just the etiquettes of the believer. What we as Muslims are supposed to know and what we're supposed to do. For example, when you come into the masjid, here, I'm going to ask you questions now. When you come into the masjid, yes, what do you do when you come into the masjid? Do you come in and go, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh? What's your name? Zahra? Zahra? Zahra has entered the masjid. Do you do that? No. What do you do? What do you do when you enter the masjid? You say the dua. Which dua? Allahumma bismika amutu wa ahya. Yeah? Alhamdulillah alladhi at'amana wa saqana wa ja'alana min al-muslimin.
No?
Rabbana atina fi dunya hasana wa fi akhirati. Is that one? No? Which dua? Okay, so when you enter the masjid, you pray to rak'ah. So you see, part of the etiquettes of the believer is that we know what to do when we're doing things. Like you enter the masjid, you don't come in and be like, hey everybody, I'm here. No one really cares, right? People are busy with the Qur'an. You're not really important when they're reading the Qur'an, right? People are praying salah, and you come in like, Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum. What do you want? I'm praying here, man. That's not what we do, right? We don't come in and bother people. Yes, ma'am. Yes, very good. We're getting to that, though. You want more chocolate? Yeah, you'll take more, but if I give it to you, I have to give it to the ones that I asked as well. It's for your cousin. Today is like all about giving more candy day. Who did I ask a question to? You. No, you didn't just speak right now. Someone said, Brian asked you as well. Okay, see, the sisters are honest, right? All the women are honest. All of them have their hands up. None of the brothers have their hands up. They're all honest. They don't say anything, right? Okay, so this is what we did. We started with this book, and now I have a question for you. Since the majority of you did not attend the online classes, I went through etiquettes of like sitting in gatherings. I went through etiquettes of coming to the masjid. I went through etiquettes of being with family. I went through the etiquettes of eating. We spoke about halal food, haram food, and all that stuff as well. Would you like me to do that over in person? Do you want to go through those etiquettes, or should we just ignore them and pretend like they don't exist and we should not know them? Who wants to do it? Raise your hands. Who does not want to go over it again? Two people. No chocolate. Okay, so this is what we're going to do. For today, we're going to continue from where we were, okay? The chapter on the etiquettes of going to sleep. But because we're doing it in person, we're going to do it a little bit differently, okay? And I'll show you how we're going to do it differently, inshallah ta'ala, in a few minutes. First of all, at the beginning of every chapter, paying attention. My daughter, don't worry, I have to keep on her. I have to teach and keep an eye on my children, just like you have to sit down and keep an eye on your children too. So, at the beginning of every chapter, we learn about the benefits or the purpose of why we're learning this. So, for example, the chapter on the etiquettes of going to sleep. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran that from His signs, He created sleep at night and daytime for us to go into work, go and do something. Does that make sense to you? Should we sleep at night and go to work in the daytime, or should we sleep during the day and go to work at night? Who wants to sleep during the daytime? Okay, now here, let me ask you a question. During the time of COVID and the pandemic, how many of you were sleeping during the daytime? Be honest. Everybody, right? Except the people that have to go to work. Because everybody was complaining online saying, I'm bored. And I was like, how are you so bored? I got work to do. You want work? Come and do my work. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also says in the Quran, and this is in Surah An-Naba, وَجَعَلْنَا نَوْمَكُمْ سُبَاتًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and we made your sleep rest for you, right? We made you sleep so that you can go to rest. You have a time in the day when you can go to sleep and rest. Now, let's start with the etiquettes. We always just take a little example of the importance of this, and then we look at the etiquettes. We're going to start with the etiquettes of locking your door at night and turning the lights off. You have a question? I can't hear you. Yes. Well, you know, people who work night shift, they are the exception to the rule. I used to work night shift. I hated it. May Allah have mercy on everyone who works night shift. It's not easy, right? I used to work night shift at UPS. You know the company that comes and delivers packages at your home?
Yeah.
I used to work for them. It's annoying. Anyways, okay, so the first etiquette we're looking at is, who remembers what the first etiquette is? What? What's the first etiquette that we're learning? Not you, Maz. You're going to get too much chocolate. Your dad's going to complain. You got to go to the dentist. Yeah.
Lock your door at night.
Lock your door at night. Very good. Lock your door at night and close the lights. All right. So in order to make it a little bit fun, we need to open the lights. Yes. We need to open the lights. Just don't tell the masjid management that I'm lighting a candle over the carpeted area of the masjid, okay? Because just don't tell them. If they're looking, don't look at them. You know when you're a kid and your parents are looking at you? Just don't look at them, okay? Pretend like they don't exist right now. Anyone who's on the masjid management, don't eat samosas, okay?
Why shouldn't we let them see this?
Oh, but we have to make it more interesting.
But why did we have to play in the
light? Hold on. When we go to sleep at night, what do we need?
We need darkness.
How do I know where the lights are, right? Just go turn these two lights off. Not the gym lights, just these two.
Okay.
We're going to go to sleep, yes. Sleeping bag. But I need someone's help because we're going to have a fire. So who's going to help me? You're going to help me.
I want to help.
And if you make a mistake, your dad's not here. Maybe you have mercy. Just pull the sleeping bag. Pull the sleeping bag. There you go. Good. No? Okay. We want to put it properly there. There we go. You good? Alhamdulillah. Okay. We'll get rid of the candies for now. Nobody steal that. Allah's watching you. Allah's watching you. Allah's watching you. And it was dark. But Allah's watching you. Okay.
I really like
you can go sit down. You can go sit down. Okay. So at night, when you go to sleep, it's important to lock your door.
So no strangers come inside.
So no strangers come in. Did you know that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when you go to bed at night, make sure you lock your doors? Did you know that?
Yes.
The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when you go to bed at night, make sure you lock your doors. How many of you go and check your door every single night? Not your parents. How many of you go and check your door at night? Raise your hand if you do. Maybe you should do it. You know why?
I check it every night.
Here, if you go and check your door at night, you are fulfilling a sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and you are getting rewards just for checking if the door is locked.
But
then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam also says, I can't see because I need my light. So he says, but make sure that you close the lights. Because if you keep the lights on, then a mouse or a rat or an animal, maybe a cat, might come and knock the light over and the house catches on fire. But who uses candles to light their house? Do you use candles?
No way!
None of us use candles anymore! Only during a power outage, exactly. But how many of you have a fireplace in your house? Raise your hand if you have a fireplace in your house. Uh-huh. So the Prophet ﷺ tells us, when you go to bed at night, what should you do? Come here. Come. Don't be shy. When you go to bed at night, you lock the, and you blow out the, Blow it out. More, more harder. You're missing it. Alhamdulillah. Allahu Akbar. Marlo, can you open the lights? She blew out the lights and you're clapping. She fulfilled the sunnah. Allah gave her rewards. Isn't that amazing? Alhamdulillah. Now, here's something to keep in mind. Don't worry, the lights are coming back. There we go. See? So how many of you have a cat or a pet in your house? How many of you have a cat? I don't want to ask how many of you have a dog. If you have a dog, right? You have a cat? Okay, good. Is it possible that the cat could maybe go near the fireplace at night and get hurt? Yeah? What if you had one of these in your house and you left it on? The cat came and touched it. Yeah! Right? The cat's going to go crazy. So the Prophet taught us to just hands down, right? You can't answer questions the whole time at the end, inshallah, okay? He told us to close your doors, lock them, and turn off your candles or your lamps, right? Now, we don't use that anymore. So think of the things in your house, like the stove. You have to make sure the stove is off. So these are things that you should do as children so your parents don't have to do it every single day, right? You go and you check if the door's locked, okay? You also go and you check, make sure the iron is unplugged. You make sure that the fireplace is turned off, if there's a switch or whatever. I don't know how your fireplace turns on and off. Some people are just digital, right? Some brothers, they're like, check this out on their phone, and they're turning on and off the fireplace, inshallah, right? Technology. So we have to do that as believers, okay? But there's more. What about preparing to go to sleep? What's the first thing you do when you prepare to go to sleep at night? Wait, let me ask someone else. Yes, you in the back with the blue hijab. Wait, you both have blue hijabs. Yeah, you. I can't hear you. You're going to have to talk louder. I still can't hear you. Make wudu. Alhamdulillah. You're absolutely right. That's exactly what we were talking about next. There you go. But she just said it. She just gave us the answer. Wudu. That's the answer we're looking for, right? But there's going to be more things. Don't worry. Just wait. I know you want to brush your teeth. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, brush your teeth before going to bed, right? Can you tell you to use toothpaste as well?
The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam
said, du'a, you're right, but wait, let's talk about making wudu first, right? When we go to sleep at night, we have to make wudu. So who's going to show us how to make wudu? No, I'm joking, you're not going to show us how to make wudu, right? We, inshallah, we all know how to make wudu, right? But why do we perform wudu before we go to bed at night? Why do we perform wudu? You with the baseball cap on. Are you going to have to speak louder because your niqab is blocking off? So you're protected. So you're protected. Protected from what? From the cat? From the iron? From the candle? What do you want to be protected from?
Shaytan.
Shaytan. Shaytan. Very good. Alhamdulillah. MashaAllah. You will get one afterwards, inshallah, okay? So you want to be protected from shaytan. So the Prophet ﷺ tells us, when one of you goes to sleep at night, perform wudu. The wudu that you make when you're about to pray salah. How many types of wudu do you know how to make? Three.
One, two, three, wudu.
If I told you there's two types of wudu, would you believe me?
No!
Oh, now you're all saying yes, right?
No!
When I asked
you,
you all said, well, there's only one wudu. There's three types? Again, what's the second type of wudu? One is with water and the other one is with dirt. So you take dirt and you go like this on your... Okay, so you're absolutely right. So the first type of wait, I know there's more. I know, right? There's more, right? What's the other one? Yeah. Huh? Air. Yeah, that's because you attended my YMA class, and I thought you guys were over.
We're walking in air.
Air wudu. What? How do you make air wudu? How do you put air in your nose? How do you wash your feet with air? How do you get between your toes? Now you're stuck. How do you make wudu there? Very good. Alhamdulillah. So Mazen's saying, what if you're paralyzed? How do you make wudu? Make intention to make wudu, right? And so that's an exception. So generally, when we look at the types of wudu, there's two. And then I would say there's like a third one, which is the basic type of wudu. So there's the basic type of wudu. Then there's the sunnah wudu, which is just doing the same things three times instead of one. And then there's tayammum. Okay, so I'm confusing all of you, which is good, because that's for another day, inshallah. Okay, the next thing the Prophet ﷺ says is, when you go to bed at night, put this away, it's still hot, no, it's not hot, alhamdulillah. When you go to bed at night, who's going to bed?
Me.
You're going to go to bed for us?
Me.
Okay, Amr is going to be going to bed, okay? And I know he's going to be happy to go to bed. Can you open this chair? Okay, so this is Amr's bed. Sorry, Amr, it's only big enough for you, not for me. Okay. We're going to do this. Where's the zipper? There we go. See, I brought this for a reason.
I thought you were going to sleep here.
I'm not going to sleep here. Amr is going to sleep here.
I want to sleep. I love sleeping.
Okay, Amr is going to sleep. So the Prophet ﷺ says, when any of you go to bed at night, he should dust his bedding with the inner extremity of his lower garment, for he does not know what has come into contact with it before he went to bed at night. What are you going to do? I'll say it again. The Prophet ﷺ says, when any of you goes to bed at night, he should dust it off with the lower part of his inner garment. Oh, why did the Prophet ﷺ make it so hard? Right? How and what? Like, even going to sleep is work as a Muslim, right? It's so hard, right? Alhamdulillah. Why? Because we're doing it for the sake of Allah. Very good. Alhamdulillah. So here, let me show you something. It's not hard. Amr, if you're going to sleep and this is your bed, what are you going to do? Open it up. You don't have to open it all the way. That's
And then clean it with the
inner part of your lower garment.
Okay, so that's your sock, right? You're going to take your sock off and... Right? Because the inner part of our lower garment is our sock, right? No. See, the Prophet ﷺ used to wear, you know when you go for Hajj? What do you wear when you go for Hajj? What do the men wear? Jalabiya. Yes. Two cloths. What are those two cloths called? Ihram. Towels. Who said towels? Whoever said towel is going to get a chocolate. So, Amr, you're not done. Okay, stay there. Don't worry for now. So you wear a izar and a rida. So the Prophet ﷺ used to wear like a towel around his waist, right? They didn't always used to wear pants. He did have pants. Okay, he did have something called a binfar. In French, how do you say pants in French?
Pantalon.
Pantalon, very good. They used to wear something called a binbal. Exactly. It is Arabic. Binbal is Arabic, right? So, but the way it was is one leg and then another leg. So the Prophet ﷺ would take his inner garment and he would go like this with it. Now it's a little hard because I'm wearing thobe, but he would just brush it off like that. Okay? So now it's 2021, right? Do we wear A towel around our waist?
No.
So what is Amr going to do to clean the bed? Let's see. Amr, you're going to bed. Now he's confused. Come on, you're going to bed. What do you do? No, you don't have to use your lower garment because it's 2021.
Use your hand.
What do you think he has to use?
His hand.
Okay. I heard you say his hand. Anyone say anything else other than his hand? What about his pom-pom? Can he use his pom-pom? Okay. So this is what we do. How about when you go to bed at night, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, three times you go like this to your bed. And then you get in it. So now, I want you to do it, but I actually want you to get in. So bismillah.
Uh-huh.
And now get into bed. Okay. Just make dua doesn't fall. If it does, your dad, inshallah, has insurance. Okay? The mustard doesn't, so please don't fall. Great. Right. Now that Amr is laying down. Sit down, guys. Sit down, please. Because if he falls down, then you're responsible, not me.
It's your idea.
Taught us, when you're going to bed, wipe it off three times. Start by saying Bismillah. Then get into it, right? And then the Prophet says, when you're going to sleep, lay down on your right side and put your palm under your chin. So Amr is not sleeping according to the advice of the Prophet yet.
Allah.
Isn't that comfortable?
Actually, I always
sleep like that. Let's tuck him in.
He needs a pillow.
He needs a pillow here. Let's make a pillow for you. Do you know why I did not bring a pillow?
Why?
Because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the
mosque. That's illegal.
No, not yet. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he used to sleep on the floor, not on the table.
That's illegal.
Sometimes his bed was a little bit raised, but for the most part, his bed was on the floor. Here's a question for the adults. How do we know that the bed of the Prophet ﷺ was on the floor? There's something you know of the life of the Prophet ﷺ that is an indication to us that the bed of the Prophet ﷺ was on the floor. Who knows what that evidence is? Okay, but that doesn't tell us that it was on the floor. It could have been raised. How do we know that his bed was on the floor? Yes. I can't hear you speak a little loud. On his body. Okay, but still, that doesn't tell us that he was on the floor. Yes. Were you watching last week? Okay, good.
I wasn't even here last week.
Very good. Here's the answer. When the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam woke up, now we're going to pretend that you're Aisha, okay? Pretend. For the sake of an example, okay? When the Prophet would get up at night, they mentioned, when he would get up at night to pray tahajjud, see, the adults should have figured this one out. He used to take the legs of Aisha radiallahu anha and bend her legs at the knees to make space for him to pray in his home. She used to be sleeping with her legs out.
I like
and there was no, the house of the Prophet ﷺ was so small There was no other place for them to pray. Now remember, this is the house of Aisha radiallahu anha. So he used to take her feet while she was sleeping and move them. And then he would stand here near the wall and pray his tahajjud prayer. And when he was done, Aisha radiallahu anha would be like, so I think that's all that we're going to take. Is 8:30, and there's a lot more, right? But we're ending with basically the part where the Prophet advises the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, you go to sleep at night, lay on your right side, and put your right palm under your cheek or on your cheek. He did not used to use like big fluffy pillows like we use. He had sometimes some branches of the palm trees, the date trees, that he would lie underneath him. Sometimes he would put a cloth, right? Because it was material, he would put a cloth under there, and he would use that as a pillow to keep his head up. And next week, inshallah ta'ala, we're going to learn the things that you recite from the Quran before going to sleep at night, inshallah ta'ala. Jazakumullahu khairan for attending. Remember, wait before you go anywhere. Before you get up, don't get up. I think, I don't know for sure, but I think there's refreshments on the other side for the adults and stuff. And also for the children, I'm going to ask you to line up. So all the boys line up this way, and all the girls, you can back up and line up over there. And I'm just going to say to the parents, just, I don't know if anyone's allergic to peanuts, but if you are, just make sure whatever your kids are eating is peanut free. Most of it is, but just want to be sure, okay? Inshallah.
Hello there. Yeah. Hello. Hello there, I'm on YouTube. Yeah, I'm on YouTube.
I'll trade you the strap.
I'm not trading. You can trade to someone else. I don't have any candy to trade.
You feel sad.
Chill on that.
Oh my god!
Go find Baba.
I'm calling a lot of an answer. Next week, maybe the brothers are going to get something nice and the sisters will get something lesser.
Only then I can do it.
Allah says, for suffering, Jameel.
He also said, with the Quran,
did you come in before the salah?
Right after the salah started.
Oh, actually, was anyone at the door?
Assalamu alaikum. We'll get you chocolate.